Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. Before we read our passage, let's come before God in a time of prayer. Father, thank You for Your Word. Help us to have a heart that's ready to believe, a mind that's ready to think, and ears ready to hear, that we might be blessed by Your Word and by Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Yesterday we talked about the gospel foundations and those fundamental statements that we saw in verse 3 onwards, that reality of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. And we talked a little bit about His appearing and those evidences of Christ appearing to various different people. And we finished off right at the end there with His appearing to the Apostle Paul. And now Paul sort of goes on this tiny little segue. He sort of just gets distracted. I sometimes do this when I'm preaching too. I'll all of a sudden just say, oh, as an aside, and then I'll say something different that's not really related to the whole passage, but it's interesting to note. And Paul kind of does that here. As he writes, last of all he appeared to me as one untimely born. It's almost like as he's writing, it makes him begin to think of the reality of what that actually means. And he records that to the Corinthians. And he says several things here. Firstly, note verse 9, that he considers himself to be unworthy because of what he did. So he says, I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And I think there's an important, really, really important lesson for us here, and that is the place of remorse and regret in the Christian life. Now, we know we are forgiven by grace and mercy, and our sins are cast into an ocean which is so big that they can never really be remembered, that they're forgiven from the east to the west, that not only does God forgive us, but He forgets our sin, that He treats us in Christ as perfect sons. We know all of that. But none of that undoes the fact that it's natural and healthy and right for us to have regret and remorse over what we've done. You see, Paul looks back at what he did before being saved and becoming an apostle, and he considers himself utterly unworthy to be called an apostle. Why? Because he persecuted the church. He hated it. In fact, he says it a lot. There's several times in the New Testament where Paul speaks about this. He understands that, humanly speaking, his persecution of the church disqualifies him from the ministry of an apostle. And it's actually right for us to have that heart attitude. If we love the Lord because of all that He's done, shouldn't it be natural and right for us to regret when we've not lived that way? And I know that's true for me as I look back into my pre-Christian life and think about the way I used to live. I have regret and remorse over that. And I think that's only healthy and right because we love the Lord, right? In fact, I think it's an evidence of the fact that we do love the Lord, that we regret the fact that we sin, that we regret the fact that we rebelled against Him and continue sometimes to do so. But then secondly, note where Paul turns. So firstly, he says, I'm unworthy. But then after that, he stops and says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain. In other words, yes, Paul has regret and remorse, but he doesn't stay there. And this is very important because I think there's different types of people. There's some of us who are tempted to never feel any regret or remorse, and we need to sort of be reminded that our sin's bad. And there's others of us that are tempted to fall the other way and sort of live in regret and remorse. But what we see in the Apostle Paul here is a realization and a reality of remorse. He recognizes what he did, but he doesn't stay there. In fact, he uses that to generate and push himself to the right thing, which is an appreciation of the grace of God. He says, yes, that's what I was, but by God's grace, I am what I am. In other words, God has made me what he's made me. And so there's no point in me hanging out in regret all the time, because God saved me. God's forgiven me. God's plucked me out and made me an apostle. And you and I can say the same thing if we're saved. We can say, I have regret for what I was, but I was a wretch, and now I'm a treasure. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. You see what I mean? It's this transition. And what does this transition enable? We'll have a look in the Apostle Paul. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. His grace did something. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. So, you've got to understand the logic of the passage, right? I was a persecutor of the church, but by God's grace I am what I am now, and I worked harder than anybody. Do you see what happens here? Do you see the place of his regret and what it does in him? This regret actually generates in him a desire to work hard by the grace that God supplies. And this is a fundamental truth, I think, for us as Christians. We recognize who we were. We acknowledge it's God's grace that takes us to where we are. And then we strive as hard as we can to be who God would want us to be. That's a very important principle for us to embrace, because it enables us to labor not from works. You see, Paul doesn't say, I was a persecutor of the church, so I labored harder than everybody so that I would be a child of God. He doesn't say that. He says, I was a persecutor, but by God's grace I am what I am. Therefore, I labor harder than everybody else around me. And let me just say, in a world which is sort of infatuated with rest, infatuated with not burning out, I think we need a solid dose of working harder than everybody else around us. I think it's right and good for us to work hard by God's grace for the sake of the kingdom of God. Is that your attitude? Is that my attitude? Do we sort of look at where we were and who we were, acknowledge what God has done within us, and then strive forward by that same grace? Well, may it be so. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word, and we pray that you would help us to remember who we were, to change and work hard by your grace to advance forward in the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.